Every day, thousands of refugees arrive on this shore, hoping to resettle in Europe. Waiting to help them on the beaches of Greece are the last people the Syrians might expect, volunteers from Israel.
Our job here is to receive the boats of the refugees that are coming from the Turkish side to the Greek side.
Oh, thank you, Israel, and thank you, Jews.
Thank you for going against everything the native people are asking for.
Is multiculturalism working? Here is what you told us. 5% of those of you who voted said, yes, it is. 95% of those of you who voted this morning said, no, it isn't.
I love that clip. They were genuinely expecting people to vote yes, because all mainstream media journalists are fucking idiots or bought and corrupt as hell.
Well, the years start coming and they don't stop 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 coming.
Well, who are these Jewish people that keep helping these criminals come into our country and rape and murder our people? Effectively using immigrants and refugees as bioweapons.
Number one organization who finances refugee immigration in America is HIAS, H-I-A-S,
the Hebrew Immigration Aid Society.
And they work tirelessly to make sure that you get your precious refugees because you don't have enough. They even got 1,000 rabbis together to sign a letter to stop the United States from enforcing their own immigration policies.
Imagine getting 1,200 rabbis to agree on one thing. But agree they did, and what they agreed was to ask our elected officials not to halt or even to limit the United States refugee admissions program.
They may have the charisma of a dead fish, but what they're proposing is completely unsustainable, and they know it.
Last year, when we took 1 million immigrants, these countries added, births over deaths, 80 million more people into the impoverished population. And next year, you could be quite sure that Congress, unless stopped by the American voters, will bring in another 1 million immigrants. And these countries, unfortunately, will be adding another 80 million people. Don't you see? Immigration can never be an effective or significant way to deal with the suffering people of the world. They have to be helped where they live.
These people are completely aware of this, and yet they still push unregulated immigration and mass refugee intake. Do they hate us? Do they hate our people? Well, someone quite important to me was figuring this out before something tragic happened to them.
Jewish communities have been pushing the exact kind of hatred against whites that they claim to want people to stop using against them. It is true that some of the largest financiers of left-wing anti-white causes have been Jewish Americans. They went all in on woke, and it wasn't just ADL. It was some of the top Jewish organizations in the country. Jewish Americans have primarily been financing cultural Marxist ideas. We said this, by the way, last week, and people came after us, that the philosophical foundation of anti-whiteness has been largely financed by Jewish donors in the country.
Charlie didn't last long after leaving the pro-Israel cause. Take with that what you will. Thank you, John Kite, who says you're my favorite based Aussie. Keep up the good work, mate. Cheers from America. You're a legend, John. Thanks,
Shackles faster. Shackles faster. Shackles faster.